Hello, everybody. Yeah, hello.
I think that's me. Yeah.
No, that's me.
Hello.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me when to stop. Here we go. On the road. Enjoy. Okay, Jonathan, is that all right? How about that?
There we go.
You're just one.
That was almost like speaking in tongues as a group.
Hey, guys, this is Jennifer Free with Starship Grissom, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Smoking in the shadows, out on the streets they know, protected by the loaded gun, making sure that when strangers come, they'll never hang around for too long.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Lenny,
Jacob,
Jonathan,
and Logan.
In today's installment, we're going to be reviewing the EP from Monk Tammany entitled Greatest Armies. This is going to be releasing on June 24th, and this is brought to us by Black Panda PR, and a big thank you to Amanda Carney there for letting us listen to this ahead of time and getting our thoughts out about it. The song we came in on was Smoking in the Shadows. Monk Tammany is comprised of TJ Rosenthal. He does the vocals and guitar. And Joe Zada with drums and vocals. They were just two guys. They live in the New York City area. Rosenthal is from the Brooklyn area. His grandparents are actually...
I wonder if he knows Craig Greenberg.
Yeah, he probably run around some of the same...
I'm sure they
circles.
Go to some of the same clubs.
True.
To play Seems music. Like
But his background, his grandparents came from the Russian Revolution. Oh, Zada, wow. He has an even more interesting background. He actually grew up in Casablanca, Morocco.
Ooh.
So it's kind of neat to say Casablanca. I'm from, where are you from? Casablanca. Everybody looks like, oh, shut up.
Yeah. I don't think people understand that reference as much anymore, Richard.
Are you saying I'm old?
Yeah.
No.
No, we're saying that society as itself is falling apart.
Oh, there we go. But while he was growing up...
They should, but they don't.
Yeah. But instead of a drum kit, he just had boxes and buckets to beat on.
Just like me.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like almost every kid.
I didn't develop any talent because they kept smacking me in the ear, so I couldn't hear anything for hours after I would start to drum practice.
Yeah, we used pots and pans, so that ringing was constant.
Yeah, not in my house. Not in my house.
Well, we're not talking about yesterday.
Oh, shut up.
He came to the States when his father moved to the States in the New York City area as well. And these two guys actually met up in 2002 at the Dark Room, where Joe was a bartender and Zada, let's see, what is his? No, it's just TJ. And TJ was the DJ. And from there, their relationship kind of started, but it wasn't until 2015 when they kind of got together and started working on this EP and getting this worked out. They are self-described as having a sound like the Black Keys and the White Stripes. I know White Stripes. I do not know Black Keys.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah, they do that Howlin' for You and Gold on the Ceiling and songs like that.
Okay. With me, my first instinct with this was, I can't believe they're from New York City. To me, it sounds more like almost Southern rock.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they would be, you know, somewhere in Louisiana,
like a
or
dirt
Alabama,
track date.
Mississippi. You know, it's not red dirt. It's the Southern rock end of it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was picturing in my head when I listened to it, especially the first couple of songs, Back to the Back of the Building, and then City to the Countryside, and Smoking in the Shadows really had that
I can accept that Southern rock. I mean, it's weird. I don't know if they're ever going to speak to you again if you call a couple of New York musicians Southern rock.
Well,
that's some sort. There's something very bad wrong with that.
Very bad wrong.
Very bad wrong. It's my Asian egg showing again, I guess.
Well, I mean, I think you're right, though. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
I know how we love to classify music because that's all we can do.
Well, that's about, you know, they say the White Stripes, and like I said, I know a little bit about them, but the other Black Ties, was it?
Keys.
Keys. Black Keys. Yeah. Black Keys.
I know nothing about either one.
I wouldn't classify the White Stripes or the Black Keys as Southern rock. Mm-hmm. So whatever they are. In a modern sense, and nostalgically, kind of like Southern rock, but maybe with a more modern.
Maybe that's because I'm
more urban.
Like I said,
twinge.
I grew up with the Southern rock,
like Southern, like maybe all the way down to Miami, but still kind of out in the suburbs and like where you can kind of shoot off some guns and stuff.
Right.
Well, a couple of the songs dig
in the Glades, like in the Glades.
Hippie. Well, some of the songs got a little bit more poppy.
Yeah.
The latter three, but those first three really felt Southern rockish to me. And that's not anything bad. I mean, there's a lot of good Southern rock.
Yeah.
Your opinion. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Alabama.
But no, they're modern country, so they're not considered Southern rock, I'm afraid.
Oh, I was just talking about the state.
Oh, the state. Okay. But some of the structuring of the album, they could have actually told a story with some of these songs.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking in the Shadows, I think, should have actually been between Back of the Building and the City to the Countryside with the progression of those three songs, because it almost sounds like, you know, the back of the building, you have that drug deal going down and it's like, oh shit, it's going
down.
You're
just taking this straight down into the gutter, aren't you? Okay.
No, you listen to the lyrics and it's usually
so right what now. Were they smoking in the shadows and crack then,
well, it just says they're smoking in the shadows.
Yeah,
like like smoking a cigarette.
It's like sure. Yeah, they're just smoking cigarettes
being
in the shadows.
Protected by,
they did a drug deal in the first song, but in the third song, they're just smoking some cigarettes.
Well, the way it says, it's one of the lyrics is protected by a loaded gun, and strangers won't hang around here for long.
I just assumed it was like a cop leaning up against the telephone pole, like in the shadow, and it's hot, you know, and there's
really?
Maybe a building,
wow.
And he's smoking, and
completely
yeah, because he's
different.
Well, I mean, that's where I took it because, you know, he's got a gun and he's.
Joni's got a gun.
Yeah, he's what do you call them? Not looky loos, but like, you know, the people that hang around. Loiterers. He's kind of pushing off the loiterers. You know, no loitering, go home. And he's just kind of chilling in the shadows, smoking. Of course, yeah, I know a lot of cops around here don't smoke because they can't smoke in uniform.
No,
it's against their rules.
Probably slapped on the wrist for that.
Yeah, I think that's everywhere though. Have you ever seen a cop smoking in his uniform?
Not
you see the detectives.
Not current times.
You see the detectives even nowadays in their plain clothes, and some of them will smoke. Oh, sorry. These courts are ridiculous.
But then from that progression, you go from the city to the countryside, where they're getting out of the city to the countryside. And that's why I said those first three felt like it could have been a progression.
Sure. But
but you got a completely different feel from Smoking in the Shadows than I did.
Not completely different, just I didn't necessarily like take it like into a story mode where it was the same people from the first song, two songs. But if you did, yeah, I could see it being more your interpretation. And that was just a off the fly interpretation anyway. I wasn't deeply analyzing it or anything.
Well, we don't have Miss April here to deeply analyze, so I got to try to do my best.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to duplicate that. So, not with this crew.
But the other three songs, like I said, they were a little bit different, a little bit more poppy on some of them. Wasn't quite as dark feeling. But Duchess was completely just out there, acoustical, the guitar and the clapping. Really, that one kind of really felt more of a down southern feel to me.
Mm-hmm. Like the rock bayou. Anthem. Yeah.
Like being on the bayou. Just
I said the Glades. See, yeah. Told you. I can call them. I can call them.
And then the other two songs, Greatest Armies and Leaders, could almost be tied together as well. Because they're both talking about, you know, no matter how great you are, the greatest armies will crumble. And then the leaders, they say, the leaders aren't going to lead you anywhere. So I think they have a problem with authority, maybe.
Maybe.
Most rock groups do, so yeah. Hey.
Most musicians do.
Not too surprising there.
Well, the musicians that you get to hear their thoughts, because the musicians that don't have problems with authority, they join orchestras. And all you get to hear is their music. So, like, the ones that make up their own words and go out and do their own thing, and they have their own drum rhythm to play to the beat of. Get it?
True.
A different drum. Never mind. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, yeah, the musicians that stand out by themselves and sing their own music, I think mostly would be the more rebellious, free-spirited right. ones. Because yeah. most of the other ones are, like, playing the cello, which was the first instrument that their mother made them play, and they just continued to play it until they're, like, super great, and they're in the Philharmonic or whatever, symphony. Yeah, so... That's and there you know you got to have symphonies or you can't make yes. Star Wars movies.
Right, hey. Exactly.
So
I love them. I love me some soundtracks. I think that one of the coolest soundtracks was the Tom Cruise sci-fi one where it's a desolate planet and him and the lady are patrolling the scavengers.
I've just seen that again too. What is that called? Oblivion? Is that Oblivion?
Yes, yeah. Oblivion. Okay. That was one of the better soundtracks I've ever heard.
Yeah, because I was really, really upset that it wasn't set in Tamriel, which is the Elder Scrolls universe. Okay. Video games? No one?
No one?
Yeah, I've actually played some Elder Scrolls.
I'll go back in the corner.
I recognize it. I haven't played any, but I recognize it.
I have played a little Elder Scrolls, and I'm not avid, and I don't game anymore, so you know, really I don't really know. But I remember playing it.
Well, if you don't have at least 100 hours to sit down with it, you really shouldn't get an Elder Scrolls game. Or just a Bethesda game in general.
Yeah. Also, Final Fantasy IX for soundtracks.
You like this Final Fantasy IX soundtrack?
You're talking about random soundtracks, yeah.
Yep, random soundtracks. There we go.
We should make that a segment on here. Random Logan's soundtrack. Random soundtracks.
You got the... Elder Scrolls, he got Oblivion.
True.
Well, that wasn't as random when they said it.
But with this group, most people are going to enjoy it.
Right.
That like rock. Yeah, they have the driving beat.
It's cool. It's you can listen to it in a car.
Yeah.
And the car. One thing that and a lot of rock bands do this, so, and I enjoy them, and people will enjoy this just as much, but there are times, even with this music, the words are a little garbled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The instruments kind of overpower them a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But I think people are just jamming to the instruments too much. They don't really care. They're going to make up their own words like they do anyway.
Right.
You know, and if people want to really sit down and listen to it, that's when they'll get into the words, and that's when they'll analyze it a little bit more and hear the lyrics. But for me, this is like just jamming music.
I would say this is something, because when I was listening to them, I listened to the first couple songs, and then I got to doing other stuff, but I left it playing. But, you know, it wasn't a jump up and shut it off. You just right. kind of let it play.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I couldn't listen to it one time and tell you what they said, but I could tell you if it was good or not. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the song that we laid in on in particular, I liked because it was very clean lyrically and I could understand it very well. And I'm like, I like to know what the words are. So, like I say a lot on here, if I listen to it a lot more, I'm sure I'll appreciate more different aspects of the other songs that, you know, yeah, it was just musically overpowering and I didn't get much out of the lyrics just once through.
Right.
But this song, you know, that I've only listened to twice now, I pretty much could tell you the lyrics. And
right. Well, and this is one
and they're
where,
pretty good lyrics.
With my favorite song out of the six was Duchess.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one that's a little garbled. And I will admit, I can't understand all the words, but I just like the rhythms. I like the mm-hmm. sound of their voices.
And it's more.
And just fit them.
It's pretty wild. And, it's a wild song.
And that's another thing that was kind of sounded like the first couple of songs were filtered. With their voices somehow, and then when they get to the
that's
last
April
ones,
stuff. I
sounded
no
more clear.
That's what I thought too. So, the later songs sounded clearer,
and I know that was purposely done because then you know, but it's just you know that was another aspect that they're playing a little bit with what they sound like. That's not an auto-tune sound, I don't think. They're just I think that it's a filter, but like you said, that's kind of out of my area. I might be completely wrong, and either Joe or TJ, you can. Write to us and let us know that we are wrong, and we'll admit it.
No, I won't, but some people will. I call them weak.
this is one that, like I said, it will be dropping on June 24th. You can get it pretty much. Your SoundCloud will have it probably right up there when it drops. I'm assuming almost everybody puts it on iTunes, so I'm going to assume it's going to be there. Nothing confirmed. But it is also, you can pre-order the album off of their, I say album, their EP off their website, and it's actually a white vinyl EP. So, and it is $20, woo, basically. $19.99 plus, I'm assuming, some shipping and handling, which will put it a little bit over $20. But vinyls can make it a comeback, and it's...
So they're releasing this digitally and on vinyl, but not a CD. That's cool. That's odd.
Well, you think about it, vinyl's in. CDs,
they're kind of,
it's kind of normal, but vinyl's making a big comeback, so I can see why they're doing a limited press on vinyl.
And if people don't want to play with the vinyl, then they can, most people that wouldn't do something like vinyl, with especially getting music like this, they would just get the iTunes. Mm-hmm. That's how they get all their music, and that's, they're not going to change for it. So it is, CDs are becoming like a dinosaur. They're just not that wonderful.
They're good.
We still pick them up whenever we really like the album. So, but yeah, it is becoming less and less of a
thing. Well, I mean, like my car, for instance, doesn't have a CD player, and it's the first time I've seen it.
Well, 8-track players don't count now.
my car is a 2014 jerk. I mean, it's not new, but it's the newest car I've ever owned by far, and it doesn't have a CD player, but it does have a port for an iPod.
No. 2014 doesn't have CD players?
This particular car. I mean, it wasn't fully loaded. So, yes, some of them still do now, I'm sure.
A lot of the cars now, you have to request the player.
Stuff like that, yeah. Well, because everything is digital. You can get it right on your car. A lot of them, they don't even need a port for their iPod anymore. They can just see it and communicate, like the Borg or like Skynet.
They are coming.
Do you think it's going to be like, in the end, it's going to be like, I'm sorry guys for going off on this rant, but like, it's going to be like the bad guys are going to be like Siri and Skynet on the iTunes cloud, and like they're going to be flying in on giant iPods, and then like Cortana and the like Space Marines and Microsoft who invented Halo, and they're going to be like the good guys fighting off the... No, you're not following that at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right, well, no, I see it. I'm going. I heard every single word.
I was just letting you go. iPods.
Sorry, that was
something
just
about the cloud versus Cortana, Microsoft, and all of Halo and Space Marines.
Yeah. I think we could totally win Microsoft.
You just run with that idea. Get your
go
exercise.
Microsoft. Well, I should really call Bill Gates because I could be a millionaire.
You can take over the world together. There you go. Yes.
And they could like use a CG Steve Jobs, which like has all of his like data downloaded, so, and it'll run algorithms to say what he would say and what the real Steve Jobs would do. And then they could just cut off Bill Gates' head and put it in a jar and keep it forever, and you can be like Futurama with a head in the jar.
Yeah, we really went down the rabbit hole there. but let's climb back out with Monk Tammany. I think we'll probably pretty much wrap it up. This is one where we're going to be listening for and expecting to have good results from their June 24th release date. Right. I think with this music being the rock, I think that it's a pretty much no-brainer. It's good music. I enjoyed it. I think most people that will give it a shot will enjoy it as well. This is one that for libraries, if they want to have the expense of getting unlimited vinyl, because some libraries have vinyl, go for it. Put it within your collection. Personal collectors as well of vinyl, this might be one. The album itself, the disc, is kind of an, you know, it's a solid white disc with the image on it, with kind of like an old-time football player, I guess, down in the stance, three-point stance or so. So it's kind of unique being a solid white.
Found so photo. Different. It's so, probably a found photo.
Probably. So this is one that collectors of vinyl might be interested in adding to your collection, because I think not just the uniqueness of the color and the image, but the songs itself I think you'll enjoy as well. So we will be leaving off with Duchess. We're going to leave off with that. Before we leave out, we want to say that to get to the website, you go to monktammany.com. That is monktammony.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud. Hit them up on there. Black Panda PR, want to say thank you again to Amanda for letting us look at this EP and listen to it, really, instead of looking at it, since it's digital. But we appreciate all the support that Amanda and Black Panda PR has been giving to the Comic Pop Library. We really appreciate it. Before we sign out, some emails and tweets that we received through Comic Pop, we just want to give a shout out. One of them was with Typhoid Rosie. They thanked us for writing about their song Till We Meet Again on the website. And like we always say, we're glad to help out wherever we can. And then Peter L. Harrison also giving us a shout out for doing his music on the website. And then we really want to say thank you to Craig. He really did a cool thing while we were visited with him. And when I say Craig, I guess I should say his whole name. It's Craig Greenberg. And he actually, while we were visiting with him, he actually took a snapshot of us and posted it on Facebook. And we really appreciate that. It was kind of cool of Craig to do that. So thank you very much. So thank you to all those. And again, like I said, thank you to Monk Tammany for allowing us to listen to their music. And Amanda from Black Panda PR as well for the continued support. We hope everybody's enjoyed listening. We've had fun. We hope you've had fun. We'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
See ya.
Out near the waterfall, right when the sunlight goes down, feels like we've run before. Out near the waterfall, where the sun goes down and let it come around. That you should know that if all you want's never been found, and I thought that you should know that it's right here. If there's anything that you want to talk about, don't stop.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.